podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
I'd be a lone star, but not in this state. Not wearing this fair, bizarre, confused stare. They shade them from the light. Oh, can you dig it? the evacuation. They called for special care. They called the institutions. Right, you're all demanding, demand solutions. We must be cured. We must be saved. Walls came tumbling after the after party. After the show, will you be there? I hope to see you after we go. What's more stranger is by your side. I know it's been so much time to today, but one last night when the bar as we and we go on about nothing. No, nothing.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 622, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net. 107.1 FM in St. Louis, Missouri, altrockradio.ca in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, rudiruradio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, xrpradio.co.uk from the highlands of Scotland, buildthescene.com/radio from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm sure I forgot one because I never write this down. This is episode 622 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is Jake Hirsch of the band FUBAR. What's up, Jake?
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I am. Someday I am going to write it down. I mean, I'm 622 episodes in, and I was making a joke that I can't remember.
That's funny.
So the background that I let sit up there a little bit at the beginning of the video is the album art of, is it an EP or an LP? State of Mind.
It's an LP. It's a full length. Yep.
How many tracks? 12 tracks.
12.
And we're going to talk a little bit about it, a little bit about what's been going on with your band, things you have coming up. Like I see you're headed to Venoski Winery here in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir.
I did their website and a couple other websites for the Venoski family.
Oh, awesome.
So, I haven't seen a show there yet, which I'm going to have to fix.
Yeah, they actually do have some great shows. I've seen a few there and I've played a ton, and, they actually, you know, Drusky pulls all the production now. So, there are some great shows. It's a great spot.
I had a chance to go there and take photos, and I was worried about me being up on the balcony with the band, and, I bowed out and Amanda Baker went instead.
She does great work as well.
She does. So first of all, what have you guys been up to since the last time I spoke to you?
We've been so busy. You know, we released Get on the Bus. I think that was probably the last time we spoke with you a couple years back. And we've been so busy. We've been all over the place. We've been trying to expand our fan base a little outside of Pittsburgh. So we've been in Cleveland and Buffalo, Columbus, Atlantic City, Baltimore, Ocean City, everywhere we can get a show. So it's been fun.
Ocean City, I think, was that the one with the canopy that said something about pickles?
Yeah. We played Riptide right on the boardwalk. Beautiful full bar. Awesome. It's always a blast at that place. We always have a good time.
Since it's been a while, I probably haven't asked you this question. This is relatively new on the show. What is the best pizza that you've had because you were a musician? So either on your way to the show, at the venue, or on your way home?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd have to say last year we had Ironborn Pizza in Pittsburgh in Millvale, which is really good. We had that at Millvale Music Fest. But also I was accompanying my friend Sam to Baltimore. He was guesting on saxophone with the Harbor Boys, and we had Underground Pizza there. I think that is hands down the best pizza that I've ever had as a musician or otherwise. Underground Pizza, Baltimore. Frank Lewis is a genius. They're killing it down there. Great pizza. Seriously, it's the best. It's a nice little spot down there. I like it. We never played down in that area of Baltimore. But we were there with the Harbor Boys, playing at Soundstage.
What's your biggest dream as a musician that you haven't met yet? That thing that's just out of reach that you're still working on?
Well, personally, you know, always the goal is to not have to work another job, I guess, to be a full-time touring musician. And so that's one thing. And then other than that, I would say, a full real tour. Like we've toured and we've traveled and we've went to different cities and everything before, but we've never done like a 10-day tour or anything like that. So that's something we're working on putting together, but playing music for a living full time is really, I think that's the full dream, you know, of most musicians, and we're not quite there yet. We all have day jobs, but, we work hard and we have a good time. So
I know that we have a day job thing goes, although it's the summer right now. So now my day job is changed over to making sure that my kids get what they need.
Heard. Understand that. I work from home now. Is I just started my own business doing custom apparel and promotional products. So Hirsch Multimedia LLC is my company. So I'm working for myself now.
And when you say promotional material, you mean like, shirts and koozies and stuff along those lines, right?
Pens, calendars, mugs, anything you can think of with a logo on it. Absolutely. I do all that.
Nice. I will have to keep that in mind, but
please do.
At the same time, I need to keep supporting, Endeavor After LLC too, which is, Robbie Perrone, who's also a local musician.
I've heard great things about them as well.
So, and he actually sponsors my radio station, so I had to throw that in there. So have you done much work with your company with local bands? Is that?
Oh yeah. I work with a ton of local bands, Habitat, First Hit, Steve Hawk, pretty much anybody that'll work with me, but I've done shirts for, Luke Welch and, pretty much, yeah, like I said, anybody that'll work with me. I'm working on a bunch of different projects for other local bands right now as well.
That's kind of what I'm doing now. I'm sure you see me posting about doing websites and EPKs a lot this week.
Yep.
That's me trying to get some local bands. It's twofold. First of all, my camera broke. It'll help me replace my camera. And second, yeah. Second, you know, it's a way for me to help bands get seen.
For sure.
I was on your website right before you hopped on. If I remember correctly, it is, let me pop it up on the screen here, FUBARPGH.com.
You got it.
I think it has changed since the last time I was on it.
Maybe.
But it's really cool. It's well done. I was impressed.
Thank you.
So for
I manage all that.
Nice. So those of you that have not checked out their website, once again, it's FUBARPGH.com. If you're watching the video, it is right below me in the video. If you were standing at the crossroads, what would you sell your soul to the devil to gain musically? And you can't say, I won't sell my soul, because that's really not what I'm asking you.
No, that's not an option. I understand. Well, I don't know, man. That's a good one. I guess, how about a tour bus and a full crew?
That's actually that would be a good start, because with everything we've been talking about so far. And it leads into a question. Let's say you get that tour bus and you're on your first tour. For some reason, you make the mistake to let me drive the bus.
Oh, no.
You would understand that if you've ever talked to anyone in my family. And we're out on your tour. And in between stops, what are we going to listen to on the radio as we're traveling?
Man, we'll listen to a little bit of everything, I would say. I would say a little bit of Bad Religion and Rancid, Pennywise, Bad Brains, all the way to Slightly Stupid, Sublime, Expendables, Bumpin' Uglies, Tropodelic. A little bit of everything, man. A little reggae, a little punk, a little ska.
That ska and reggae is kind of where you guys fit into the scheme of things.
Yes, sir.
And when we talk about your song a little bit later, we're going to be playing you and another band that is a reggae rock band that I recently got music from called Higher Vibration.
From Erie.
Yeah. You're familiar with them?
Great group of guys. Absolutely.
Yeah. They used to be an industrial metal band.
Yeah. Join up with them shows here in the fall.
Very cool. I do want to mention, because I forget to do this all the time, when the show started, we started out with a track from Bad Custer called Where Does She Go? And then we heard from Adam Fitz in his track After Party. So
awesome.
When I have a chance, I try and mention all the music, but I'm really bad at that. Almost as bad as at it as remembering all the radio stations. If you could go up on stage, this is the official Build a Scene question. I probably did ask you this, but you can change your answer or stick with what you would have said. Who's your Dave Grohl? What band do you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably. Sorry about that. Man, I don't know. That's a really good one. I guess it would be Sublime, you know, like go up and do a song with that, with, Bud and Eric and set up Rome up there. But yeah, I guess it would be Sublime.
So you mentioned one of the goals being, you know, starting with like a 10-day tour and then doing the full tour. Yep. Let's say you get that dream comes true. What other local bands are you going to take with you?
Well, to be entirely honest, I don't think we'll have the ability to take a local band with us. We're going to be bopping and flying all over the place in our bus, trying to squeeze into wherever we can. I'm actually planning it right now, working on the East Coast for next year. But if I had to pick, I would have to say Keystone Vibe from Pittsburgh would be a great one. The Harbor Boys from Baltimore would be a great one as well. Sulios, those are great, great dudes. Just those guys, hip hop group from locally. Any of those guys, Steve Hawk as well, great local singer songwriter.
I haven't seen Steve live, but I've watched during the pandemic. I watched him play a lot.
And yeah, he's great.
His songs are great, but so are his stories that he tells in between the songs.
Absolutely. He's got great transitions. I really enjoy Steve live. I try to put him on a lot of shows that I book as well.
I tried to watch him at Millvale this year. He was playing towards the end of the night, and my car was on the other end of Millvale. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to move closer. And I couldn't find a parking spot, and I got frustrated and went home.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
I mean, I lucked out both days. I did find spots near where I was going initially, but on Saturday I parked down by the Pocket Park, which is by is it Smokey's Tavern, I think it's called, and that's where my first band was that I was taking photos of. But then everybody else I wanted to watch was all the way down by the exit ramp from 28.
Yeah, we were in strange routes, so we had the big parking.
Yeah, you were right there.
Big,
yeah,
big parking spot out back for artists, so it worked out really well for us.
That was my first time there. I will be going back. That was
it was a blast.
I enjoyed that.
We had a good time last year as well. We played the main stage, and this year we closed out Strange Roots, and it was a great time. We always love Millville Music Fest.
I spent Friday night at Mr. Small's in the Funhouse the whole night. That's where I was. That was the Friends of SOS stage, and
yep.
I don't know if you call it a board or I was within the group that did the SOS thing. My job is the website and doing what I'm doing with you, talking to bands.
So, absolutely.
So I got a phone call from Eric, and he was like, "Hey, can you come on and take pictures at the stage?" And I was like, "I'll be there." And then he asked me to come and take pictures of their second set in the Pocket Park. And then after that, it was on. I was all over the place watching different bands.
That's awesome.
I'm not going to ask you to name one because I don't want you to upset any venues. But what are some of your favorite venues to play?
Well, one of our favorites, I would have to say, would be our hometown venue, Brandy's on Main. We always have a good time there. We always bring a crowd. It's fun. But other than that, I would definitely say Gurgles is always a blast. It's usually a party there as well. And, you know, Mr. Small's Funhouse is always a blast as well. They have a great sound engineer there. Their people are always nice. We get treated well there. But, yeah, as far as locally, we love those spots.
The Bastard Bearded Irishman played that night, and the Funhouse is not big enough for them.
I believe that.
I ended up in the doorway of the green room because there was nowhere for me to stand and take pictures.
Oh, that's crazy. I'd also have to mention Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland. That's always a fun place to play as well. They get down out in Cleveland.
Kiss played to the sharks in the ocean. Metallica played in Antarctica. What non-standard venue do you want to play at? So you play anywhere in the world, just set your stuff up and start jamming. Where do you want to be?
How about Jamaica, man? I mean, it's where reggae started. Go back, you know, play on some mountainside in Jamaica with a generator and
nice.
A bunch of authentic Jamaicans hanging out, smoking doobies.
Let's do a round of either or. I haven't done this in a while. I'm going to give you some options. You just have to pick one and quickly explain why. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
House show or big venue?
Big venue. I mean, I love a house show, but we've played enough of them in our time that, like, we just playing a big venue that's packed to the gills, there's nothing like the energy that you get out of that. Nothing like it. You know, we played Basement Transmissions in Erie in January this year. And 450 people there, Trumpadelic headlining, us opening, wall-to-wall with people. And the energy was just, it was insane. It was so much fun. What a blast. Big venue all the way.
Cool. David Lee Roth or Sammy?
Sammy Hagar.
Ooh. That one always... Like I'd never know where they're gonna go. That one's a tough one. The original lineup of Kiss or the current lineup of Kiss?
Original. You gotta go with the original. Ace, you know, you gotta.
You know, I was listening to Ace play the other day. He was set up in a parking lot. I was like, wow. He's kind of fallen a little, but the fact that he's still playing is awesome.
It's good. Yeah.
And he still sounds exactly the same.
Like that's not even shocking.
Did you?
These guys are not even human.
Did you do that pun on purpose? Acoustic or electric?
Electric. I love acoustic. I write on acoustic, but for live playing, it's always electric. Full band for me. You know, I prefer playing with the full band than getting up there and playing and singing acoustic for people. Just more of an experience, more of a cooperative experience. You know, we all put in a little bit, and it's a lot more interesting to me than just me out there playing guitar or playing acoustic, rather.
I mentioned that we were going to play one of your songs. Let's talk about State of Mind, which is the title track.
It is.
Tell me a little bit about it. It's whatever you'd like to tell me about it, but you know, you could tell a story about something that happened while you were recording it, how you wrote it, something that's happened on stage, whatever you want. Just it has to link with the song somehow.
Fair enough. State of Mind is a song that I wrote probably, well, I'm going to say 2.5 years ago. It took us about 2 years to record this record. So I wrote the song, and it's about, you know, working too hard, not giving yourself enough credit, and trying to change the way you think about things. That's pretty much how that goes. And, you know, I recorded it with Sam Torkowski, our sax player. He engineered all the songs and produced all the tracks on the State of Mind record. And unfortunately, last year in November, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I lost my eye and a portion of the roof of my mouth, and I can't really sing anymore. So any of the songs that I wrote, you won't see me performing them currently, or maybe ever. I'm not really sure. Dave, our lead guitar player, he's been singing them, and he's been doing a great job. But if you notice from the record to live sounding a little bit different, that'll be why. Because I wrote like a couple of songs on the record, and Dave wrote a couple songs, and Sam wrote a couple songs. But any of the songs that I sing, even normally, even from the past, are all being sung by Dave. I mean, he's doing a great job. But that's just where we are with my health battle right now.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to bring it up or not, so I was not going to. But
since you it's did, no big deal.
Since yeah. you did, how are things going? Because I've noticed that you sometimes you post and you seem to be a little down, but you seem to be doing great right now during the interview.
Yeah, so I mean, I have good days and bad days. Absolutely. There's good days and bad days. I finished up radiation and chemo treatments in March, and I've been just trying to get back to normal as much as I can. You know, there's a whole new set of normal now for me, but I'm trying to just stay healthy, and I do have some scans coming up to tell me what's going on going forward, or you know, if the cancer is gone, or if I have to go through another round of chemo and radiation. So cross your fingers for me. I'm going to say we're done. I'm done. So keep your fingers crossed.
I will. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to Higher Vibration Going Home.
Yes. Great tune. Gary.
And then we're going to follow that up with State of Mind by FUBAR. We'll be right back with Jake.
Songs. Facing my fears, I've been sitting with for years, writing my story as I wipe away the tears. No more secrets, just being who I am, stepping out my mind, and I'm one with the land and the air that I breathe, like a drop in the sea, flying with the breeze as it flows through the trees. The old for something new. out your truth. You got to listen to your heart. Make a new start, create a new art. Don't gotta fake it to make it. You got one life, so don't waste it. The chances there, no, go take it. Now you're the artist created. Don't gotta move how they move. Ain't got nothing to lose when you walk your own road. Never been through their rules, no. Learn to live before I fly. Love myself through the laughs and cries. Let go with the flow and all I'll never know. I'm going home. Had to live a lie to see the truth. Trade the old for something new. See the world from a different view. I'm going home. I'm going.
Okay, we're back, and you just heard State of Mind by FUBAR, and Jake is hanging out with me tonight from FUBAR. And right before that, I also played Higher Vibration, Going Home. Two reggae rock bands, it seemed like a fitting way to pair them up. Are you a gearhead?
Somewhat.
Is there what's that one piece of equipment that you take up on stage that you have to have?
Oh, my pedal board, man. I am a little bit of a gearhead. I would love to go over my rig with you guys right now, but I have a Enki ENKI dual guitar case. So every time I come to the show, you'll see me lugging that thing covered in stickers. It's got two electric guitars in it, perfectly wired up for me. And then I have a hard amp case for my Marshall DSL 40C, which is the tube amp that I run. And then I run a pedal board, which I use Strymon Blue Sky, Strymon Timeline, Strymon Riverside, Dunlop Crybaby, and then I have a Shure tuner stomp box with a wireless that goes wireless. So I always am wireless. And I love my equipment. My setup is pretty much perfect for me right now. And I'm really happy with my tone for the first time. So if you see me live and you like the tone, let me know.
No one is here to defend themselves right now. What is something that's happened on stage that someone else in the band did that embarrassed you?
Oh man, this is pretty funny. Okay, so we were opening for Ballyhoo, you know, pretty big band in our scene. And Steve, our bass player, said, "Thank you, we're Ballyhoo." I mean, we're not Ballyhoo, we're FUBAR. And I was just like, whoa, did he just say we're Ballyhoo? And it was pretty funny because it was in a crowd of about 350. So people were probably like, what? But, you know, it was all in good fun. Steve's a good guy.
I am. I was at a Def Leppard Poison concert, and Joe Elliott thanked Cleveland.
That's great.
We were not in Cleveland.
That's hilarious. Oh, man, that's so funny. That's got to happen so often to those guys that are just touring the country all the time. It's either don't say the city at all or know what city you're in and say it.
We were in, like Burgettstown, which, you know, everyone.
Not even Pittsburgh, yeah.
Right, but, you know, it's close enough to Pittsburgh that, you know, he should have said Pittsburgh. So
right, not Cleveland.
When he said Cleveland, the Yinzers were not happy.
Yeah, I bet they booed. They let off a big boo.
I forgave him quickly because they actually did put on a good show.
Good, good.
I've told my worst concert story ever, and it was Aerosmith, and I hate that that's who it is because I love Aerosmith. What's the worst show you've been to?
Worst concert ever. Man, I really only go to like good shows, but if I had to say the worst one ever, it was probably my first one ever, which was AFI on their Sing the Sorrow tour. I think Sing the Sorrow tour. I think it was 2006, five, something like that. And I was at the Metropole, and it was just chest to back all the way through the venue. It was impossible to get away. You couldn't breathe. It was rough, as a lot of those punk rock shows back then were.
How about best concert you've been to?
Best concert I've been to, man, I don't even know. I think I would have to say like a throwback to like the 2004 Warped Tour when it was just chock full of like every punk band I was listening to at the time. And I just was running around all day from stage to stage and I couldn't stop because it was all bands that I loved.
That's me at Rock for Life. You know, all those bands there. Very, very seldom is there a band that's on stage there that I'm not familiar with. There is one this year.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I'm sure I'll end up interviewing them. Speaking of Rock for Life, it's rockforlifeconcert.com. It is a concert series that raises money for children who are battling for their lives. And the proceeds from the gate help those families in that battle. Gigaroo is coming up first. That is July 1st and 2nd, I believe. It's the first Friday and Saturday in July. And then Rock for Life is in August 6th and 7th, I think. Again, first Friday and Saturday. And then there's some more after that, but I can't remember the first two sets of dates. So it's Friday and Saturday, first week of July, first week of August. Concert for Anna at JB's Roadhouse. It is the first weekend, Labor Day weekend. Yeah, Labor Day. I almost said Memorial Day. We just did that one.
That's past.
Apocalyptic event happens, and there's a handful of humans left, and only one song from every band in existence survives. Which FUBAR song should survive and help populate the Earth?
Ooh, that's such a tough one. So part of me wants to say Half of Me off of the new album State of Mind, because I think it's one of the best songs that Dave's ever written. And part of me wants to say Fingers Crossed off of Get on the Bus, because I'd say that is the most, probably one of the crowd favorites of ours, that one and Don't Arrest Me. But I think that's one of the most well-written songs that Dave ever produced as well.
I think Don't Arrest Me is what we played the last time you were on.
Probably, yeah, probably.
All right, so last two questions. What's coming up next for FUBAR?
All right, so we got some shows coming up here. The most recent one is next Friday, June 17th at Vinosky Winery. That's going to be a blast. We're so excited for it. It's a free show. Get your free tickets. And then the following week, we will be June 24th, we'll be at Weekend at Wolfie's Music Festival at Fort Royal Farms in Bedford. Please come out. That's going to be an epic show with Bumpin' Uglies and a great stacked lineup. And then after that, July 2nd, we'll be at Brandy's on Main. We're bringing our buddies from Baltimore, the Harbor Boys, up. Sulios will be there, just those guys. And potentially a new local band will be opening up the show. I'm waiting to hear from them. And then Reggae on the Lake in Conneaut Lake Park. August 20th, I believe, is that one. That's going to be a blast.
Cool. And where, besides FUBARPGH.com, can the listeners find you guys online?
Everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. Wherever you listen to music, make sure you give us a listen. We appreciate it.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you for hanging out with me tonight.
And, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Bill.
I am going to cross my fingers that you're done.
Yes,
and
sir.
And the things keep progressing positively for you.
That's all we want. Cancer-free or in remission. Give me the good word.
And with that said, we're going to go ahead and head out into the evening. Those of you that are listening, there are still some songs for you to listen to. We have one that's probably considered a little political, but we're going to play it anyway. It is a brand new song from God Hates Unicorns. It's called Capital I. We're going to follow that up with the Beast Brigade and their song Big Bad Scary. We're going to end the night with Black Ridge and their song Long Time.
Love Black Ridge.
My name is Bill. This has been episode number 622 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Check us out each and every Friday and on all the stations I mentioned at the beginning that I'm not going to mention again. If you are tuned in, you will hear John the American Herald Jack Lane tell you how to subscribe and leave comments. When you hear that, you will know that the episode is over. But do not tune out of any of those radio stations. They are going to play some more of the best local and unsigned and independent artists that you can hear. You never know, you might find your next favorite band. We are out of here.
stolen. Stolen by the big, big news media. We will never give up. We will never concede. We don't concede when there's death, death, death. Never give up. Give up. Never concede. We don't fight like hell.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.